Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Manic Monday edition of Palmetto Morning, 73 degrees on WRHI FM, AM 1340, CN2, Channel 102, Facebook Live and YouTube. I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Chet Tucker.
Good morning, and we are here with our great mayor of the city of Rock Hill, John Geddes, and Mayor Geddes here to speak with us about the unfortunate passing of Senator Lindsey Graham, who passed away over the weekend at the age of 71. You were sharing some stories that I expect you to share some of those here on the air with your interactions with Lindsey and some of the things that he helped make happen for the city of Rock Hill.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. The city of Rock Hill was much better for Senator Graham's service. And for that, the city of Rock Hill's taxpayers, residents, will see the impact of his leadership, especially in bringing federal funds to our community for generations to come. So it's a big loss. There'll be a big void with his passing.
You said you had interactions with him over 10 times or so in your time as mayor, as he was the senator. What were some of your interactions like with him and some of the various events that he came to Rock Hill for?
Sure. Well, we'd go to Washington and see him at times. Okay. Some city council members and I was with management to talk about things. One that stands out is back the very first of March 2020, Senator Graham came and we gave him a tour of the Sports and Event Center before it opened. So we were able to walk around and look at that and to hear, you know, what he thought about taking, you know, an old burned out mill and turning it into such a great facility and the very, very real promise we were about to embark upon. And it was a great day. It was a validating day for me and for the council before I became mayor, and then a week later they shut the thing down because COVID hit.
And he was a guy, mayor, that many have talked about that was able to work on both sides of the aisle. And, you know, you being where you are as mayor, that is so important, whether it, you know, be things happening. Let's just call it. We'll talk more very briefly about it with your county and other things happening. There is something to be said about when there's disagreements, when you want to come to an agreement, when you just want to have the conversation. There's a lot to be said about the divisiveness that some may say that is happening in our country, that he was still able to do that and go across the aisle and talk to the Democratic Party.
Well, sure, we saw that in Washington. But, you know, really the story here in Rock Hill is the staff, yeah. Teresa Thomas and Roxy mm-hmm. that worked there. Teresa was at every event, and every time we had a concern about something, she was a direct conduit to the senator. And that was – I couldn't tell you how many times Teresa has come through his office to make, you know, what's going on in Rock Hill better. An example of that is the Proterra buses. You know, they went bankrupt. Under federal law, we would have to continue to make provide service as our buses were dwindling in number or face sanctions and paying back money for buses we couldn't to the federal government because of grants. They were instrumental in getting the federal government to recognize that their guidelines didn't really apply to electric buses as they did to gas-powered and diesel-powered buses. And, you know, that we fought that fight for a year and a half, and Senator Graham's office, through Teresa and everyone else, got in the middle of it and solved it.
Well, Mayor, you've mentioned that, you know, talking about grants for your buses and for other projects, you know, looking back at a time prior to earmarks and when member-directed spending or congressionally-directed funding was an option for cities and nonprofits. You know, talk about how relationships with Senator Graham and kind of his, you know, ability to carry some, you know, heft there in Washington was beneficial or instrumental in you guys receiving some funding.
Well, Chet, that's a great question. Just as background for the listeners, from 2010 to 2021, the federal government stopped earmarks. That meant that no one in the federal government, an elected official, couldn't put something in the federal budget to help their communities. And so, you know, we had an opportunity to get a grant to help us redevelop the property that Novant has announced that they're coming, and we've given second reading. And then Octapharma, which is on our agenda now. We had an opportunity to build an interchange there to make that site a viable site. And Senator Graham's office secured something called an infra grant back when there were no earmarks, and got about $35 million to make that interchange happen. Now, if you just stop and think about that a second, we have no earmarks, so no senators, no House of Representative members can earmark money to come to their local community. So then you have to go look for grants, and there's this one grant that's out there, and you've got, you know, 100 senators who want to get that grant, and he got it. And he got it for Rock Hill, and, you know, we're on the verge of having over 1,800 high-paying jobs come to the area. We're on the verge of, you know, $1.8 billion investment with these two prospects. We're on the verge of seeing our economy go from a service economy, which is doing very well, but more to back to a manufacturing economy if this deal holds. And that changes our community forever. It allows us to get up basically on our front foot as we're negotiating with other projects to come. And when you see the project up in Charlotte, the Pearl District, and what Atrium's doing there, you see what is happening in Columbia, and you just look at that I-77 corridor, it can be a bunch of warehouses and a distribution, which is what it's lined up to be today, or it can be something bigger. And, you know, I've still got my fingers crossed that reason prevails, and we'll get there.
And respectfully, Mayor, we talked about this briefly off air. I guess we can just say that, stay tuned to a lot of moving parts today with the school board meeting and possibly some other meetings happening today. But is it safe to say just to let that be known as stay tuned from the mayor?
Yeah, none of that's up to me. So we'll
there
see.
You go. All right. So finishing up with Mayor John Geddes. Hey, big week for the city of Rock Hill at that Sports and Events Center. We're going to be out there for the Adidas SSB tournament. I mean, we're going to talk about heads and beds and economic impact and everything that brings with it. The Bleachery Fieldhouse has been incredibly successful. You drive by every weekend. It is packed. Sports tourism has been awesome here for this summer for the city of Rock Hill.
No doubt. Ride by the airport if you get a chance and just look at the tails on the jets that'll be parked there throughout the week. It'll make you realize we're on to something.
Last words before we leave you, Mayor, on the legacy of Senator Lindsey Graham and what he meant to the city of Rock Hill.
Well, there's a huge void now. And I'm sure whoever is elected or whoever's appointed and then later elected will do a great job, whoever he or she may be. But you know, Washington works first and foremost by seniority, and so we've taken a big hit in that regard. And you know, we'll adjust, we'll work through things, and you know, the people of South Carolina, the elected officials at the state level and otherwise, they understand that a rising tide lifts all boats. That's why we're talking about these big projects that are here, and you know, we look forward to the next senator, whoever he or she may be, doing their best to stand in the shoes of Senator Graham.
Always so well said. He is the mayor of the city of Rock Hill, John Geddes. Mayor Geddes, thank you for joining us today.
Anytime.